And you'll find out when Dairy Queen on the new album All the Way Let In, Indigo Girls are playing live for us today on the cafe. There's a point in some new material I was reading about you, and I realized that, how long have you been together? It's over 20 years, right?
High school. We started in 1980 professionally.
Wow. And that kind of goes over the time. You were well established by the time we started doing the World Cafe back in 1990 or so. But you were one of the groups that were kind of like the focus on what we wanted to do, to have this radio show for bands that kind of didn't get on the radio, that everybody liked, and that, you know, that had a had a real following. And you guys signed to Epic Records back then, and you've been on the same level label ever since. And I'm curious how you view the music business now, because boy, it has changed in that period of time. The relationship seems still to be pretty good.
It is, but they don't really work it for us anymore. Gone is the day when labels really nurtured bands, and you could have a lifelong career, and people looked forward to seeing the span of an artist's career, rather than just, there's so much pressure to have hits, and everything's become consolidated, the labels have become consolidated, all the layoffs, you know, the corporate takeover of radio, which has just squelched everything, made it non-eclectic and not interesting, and it's all just for advertising, and so the whole landscape is pretty bleak, and then people have been overcharged for CDs for a long, long time, and the buying public dropped out, and then when they got to download music for free, it was like, hell yeah, and I don't blame them, you know. So the landscape really has changed, and, you know, we're at the juncture in our career where it seems like it might not make sense anymore to be with a major label, because, you know, they're really not doing anything for us anymore. We might be able to go out and sell the same amount of records, and so we're at that juncture. This will be our last record for Epic. I think, you know, in terms of how we feel about major labels, I might not feel exactly the same way Amy does, because she has very strong opinions about absolutely not wanting to sign with a major. I sort of feel like I would like to look at the whole what's being offered and what makes sense, and then judge based on that. But it's true that it is a bleak landscape in the music industry. It's hard for bands to make it anymore. We're fortunate. I mean, when you mention that people come back to our shows again and again, that's why we're still doing it. If not for our fans, we wouldn't be here.
That's what I was going to bring up, is you have been lucky in that, you've had record sales all along. It's never been, like, you know, an issue. But you've always had this incredible live following and fans.
They keep it going for us, that's for sure.
And you, Emily, you just bring up a point that is so very important about the fact that record companies used to have what they call baby bands, and they would nurture them, and they would become, you know, adolescent bands, and they would kind of move through a life cycle.
That's when we got signed, when the landscape was like that.
Right. So what do you think? You don't know what you're going to do.
No, I mean, we still have to put together this album we're doing of rare tracks called Rarities, and we're working on that right now, listening to stuff and archiving kind of all the old tapes I have and everything, and we'll put that out hopefully in the winter, and then we're free to go make decisions. And I think my focus is writing, you know, and I mean, I think what we need to focus on is we need to make another record, and it doesn't matter who we do it with or any of that stuff. What matters is we just need to do it, and so I think we'll just figure that out as it comes.
Is that going back and looking at stuff for the Rarities fun, the nostalgic aspect of it?
Oh, it's just painful. It's so some of the stuff is just so bad, it's ridiculous.
Can you say suck on the radio?
Like, I don't know why we got a record deal, actually. It's like a token lesbian thing or something, you know. We were so developing, you know, it's sentimental, and so it's fun in that way. I listened to some old basement tapes when we were practicing, and Emily and me were talking, and it's just like, oh my god. You know, it's so funny. We've known each other for so long, you know. But it's, you know, we'll see. We're trying to find something that's unusual that's still good.
Oh, I want to hear that sucky stuff. That sounds great.
Well, it's in my basement. And that's where it stands. That's where it should stay.
Well, you want to do one of the good ones?
Yeah, we'll do a good one.